Welcome to another edition of Religion and Rock. I'm Monsignor Jim Vlorn. Here he is, our producer and engineer. He smells like jelly beans, Stephen Chaldone.
I am full of jelly beans.
So it was a good week, right?
Oh, yes. He ate all the Easter candy.
That's the way to do it, my friend.
And you know the best thing? Easter candy goes on sale on Monday.
And you get a half pricer. That's
you
absolutely
get a half
true.
Price.
Now, you know, Easter is 50 long days.
Yes.
So I don't think long, because it's not like Lent. You know, this is about celebrating.
Celebrating, right.
So it's kind of a different spirit.
People forget the 50 days after Lent.
It's
they
true.
Go through the 40 days and they go, oh, Easter, done.
But you know what? I said to somebody yesterday, they went to confession, you know,
right.
And they were saying, I blew Lent. Like, it just didn't work out. What I wanted to do, it didn't work out.
Yep.
And then they said, well, what about, can we do something else? I said, how can I make up? I said, how about doing 50 days of Easter? There's 50 days in Easter? I said, yeah, there's 50 days. This
everybody
would be great.
Everybody forgets about this.
Absolutely. And it's a great thing to do. So I think it's worth celebrating the great 50 days of Easter and kind of maintaining the joyfulness, you know, like not losing the joyfulness of what God has given to us in Easter and recognizing, yeah, that's what spring's about. That's what it's all about. Like, the seasons kind of match what's happening in our own lives right now.
Mm-hmm.
So we need to think about that, you know, say, how do we maintain that? Like, how do you maintain excitement? Usually we're excited for about 7 minutes, right? And that's about it in life. But like, this is something we're really called to maintain some kind of excitement for 50 great days. Not easy to do, but something that's necessary when we think about what God's done for us. So we're taking a look at this idea of being joyful and recognizing the presence of God throughout the great 50 days of Easter. Long after the Easter bunny is gone, we're called to continue to celebrate. And that's exactly what we're going to be taking a look at and kind of emphasizing today. To start us off, this is the Allman Brothers. It's called Blue Sky. There really is nothing quite like the weather changing to change our attitude and our mood, right? You know, you wake up in the morning and it's a lot bluer sky. The grass is just starting a little bit. You know, you start to see the flowers coming up. Believe it or not, it's so true. And there's something beautiful about that. I think we're called to recognize that, you know, that's another reminder that Easter brings with it, that the times change, you know, and that new life comes out from where there was no new life. There's something really powerful about that. And all of our lives, you know, that's a great reminder to us. That's why Easter is such a beautiful time, because it's a reminder that, you know, it doesn't end in death on any level, not only with our loved ones, but even in the world. You know, the world seems to regenerate itself somehow, and that's an incredible thing. You know, you see, I don't know if you've been looking, there was like a bald eagle cam that was popular all across the country a couple of weeks back, because this bald eagle had kind of laid two little eggs and they were just starting to hatch. Everybody's watching it. It was the most popular like online thing for a long time. Why do people care so? Because like new life is exciting. New life is fun. I remember when I was in the high school, the sister who was there who taught biology, Sister Marie Happ, she used to hatch eggs every year. You know, not herself. She put them in the incubator. But we used to come around and sit around and watch these duck eggs hatch. And it was like this miracle of life. Like we couldn't believe it was happening. You know, it's happened a trillion times before. But why is it always exciting? Because life always is exciting. That's power, that part of the joy that the blue sky brings, that the spring brings with it. And we're called to really celebrate that. That's a great, great part of Easter that we really don't want to miss, the great gift of life and how that really changes our attitude. Here's the Grateful Dead. This is called Sugar Magnolias.
Sugar Magnolia, blossoms blooming, heads all empty and I don't care.
Saw my baby down by the river,
knew she'd have to come up soon for air.
Sweet blossom, come on, under the willow, we can have high times if you look back. We can discover the wonders of nature,
rolling in the rushes down by the riverside. She's got everything we like for. She's got everything I need. Takes the wheel when I'm seeing double. Pays my ticket when I speak.
She comes skimming through rays of violet. She can wait in a drop of dew. She don't come and I don't follow. Waits backstage while I sing to you.
But she can dance a Cajun rhythm,
jump like a widow's in four-wheel drive.
She's a summer love in the spring, fall, and winter.
She can make happy any man alive. Sugar Magnolia, ringing that bluebell, caught up in sunlight, going out singing, I want to get in the sunshine. Come on, honey, come along with me.
She's got everything delightful. She's got everything I need. A breeze in the pines in the sun and light, moonlight, crazy in the sunlight, yes indeed.
Sometimes when the cuckoo's crying, when the moon is halfway down, sometimes when the night is dying, I take me out and I wander around. Yeah.
it's always good to see the potential for being joyful, the potential for good that exists everywhere. That's what we've been pointing out to you, you know, here for the last 27 years, right? The potential that even all music has to kind of bring with it a great message. I had somebody on a show, a TV show recently, who's a preacher, you know, and he was saying, oh, yeah, he goes, you know where I went? You know the first place I went? The town where Jerry Garcia grew up. And I was about to say, oh, wow, that's interesting. And he's like, oh, can you imagine that that's where the Lord called me? Like, he was kind of down on Jerry Garcia. But my point is, like, you know, who can say and who can not say, you know, where God is working and who God is working through? So, you know, God can always give us a message and we can always get that gift of joy in our lives if we're open to that. You know, if we're open to kind of find where God works and where God lives in our life. And there's something, again, very important about that, to see that, you know, God uses us all. Believe it or not, a couple of weeks ago, I was at a dinner and who was my dinner mate sitting right next to me with his wife was John Bon Jovi and his wife, you know? And we talked about really not music, you know, we talked about bringing up kids and how, like, he's 50, I think he's 55, I'm 54. And we were talking about, like, how the kids drive you nuts. And he goes, you know, you go all around the world with them, in a sense, like all the different emotions and stuff. And he goes, you know, there's no book. He said, I keep praying to God to help me to be a good dad. So that's like kind of part of the joy that comes from thinking and knowing that you're doing a good job. It's not perfect, but you're doing a good job. And that's really the great affirmation, I think, that God wants us to know in our lives. Here's Paul McCartney and Wings. It's called Another Day.
Every day she takes a morning bath, she wets her hair, wraps a towel around her as she's heading for the bedroom chair. It's just another day. Slipping into stockings, stepping into shoes, dipping in the pocket of her raincoat. It's just another day. At the office where the papers grow, she takes a break, drinks another coffee, and she finds it hard to stay awake. It's just another day. It's just another day.
It's a good one to think about, you know, finding joy in the everyday, like just another day. How can you find joy in the times that are not your birthday, not your anniversary, not the day you hit lotto? How do you find joy just in the everyday? I think that's really what being joyful is about. That's part of the spirituality of joy that I think is so important in our lives, to find that joy that comes from living life. Because we're here, you know, not to be miserable. We're here to utilize our life, to be happy with our life, no matter what that life has in it. You know, every life has struggle, right? Every life has a certain degree of pain, but there's also a lot of joy. And sometimes, I guess, we look for joy at level 5,000 when maybe we need to look for joy at level 3. You know what I mean? Because I think sometimes we aim a little too high. Sometimes it's about the lo mein that just tastes absolutely awesome eating it out of that cardboard container, you know? Sometimes it's the simple joy. And there's something so powerful about that simple joy that I think that's where we have to look. I remember doing a cooking show, you know, because I host a cooking show on Telecare TV, our Catholic television network, and I was making Chinese food. I spent the whole show talking about the power of a simple meal and how, like, when we do the takeout thing, how important that is sometimes for us, right? Because it's not always going to be these big, giant meals. No, sometimes it's just a meal with a friend and the takeout meal that makes a real joyful day, a joyful Friday night. It doesn't have to be big, giant things. It could be simple things, too, and that matters. rush, fly by night. Well, that happens sometimes too, right? That the joy is short-lived sometimes in our lives. And, you know, there is also some frustration that happens with life. What do you do with that? How does that happen in your life? Do you let something wreck your day? And sometimes that's difficult. You know, you go to work and, I don't know, you get pulled over, right? And a police officer is, you know, giving you a ticket. And does it wreck the day? You know, it's an important thing to be able to kind of put things in perspective so that we don't kind of kick the dog, you know, get to work and we're mad at everybody, get home, we're mad at everybody because of the traffic. Like, I think it's about recognizing perspective. And I think perspective changes everything. And I think when we can look at things and say, well, wait a minute, you know, this is an event. I'm not going to let it wreck my day. You know, somehow or another, we kind of get beyond things rather quickly that way. And that's very, very important, you know. And it's a world where, yeah, people do get tickets. It's a world where things don't always go the way we want. But hopefully we don't, you know, we don't let it crush us. We can kind of pick up ourselves and say, yeah, I'm going to move beyond this. I'm going to kind of get beyond this because it's just one event and tomorrow will be a good day. Somehow I'll get up and somehow it'll be a good day tomorrow. So I think it's all about that hopefulness that really changes and ultimately becomes joy. Here's Steely Dan. This is called FM.
Great.
I'm at Senior Jim. You're listening to Religion and Rock. We're talking about being joyful today. You know, one of the things that's interesting about joy is that we got to be pliable to have joy. You know, if we grip onto the past, it's hard to be joyful because as things change, we get bitter, we get sour. And it's funny because this song, you know, FM, all about, you know, FM radio and when it came out and how exciting it was and how wonderful. And think about radio now, how much it's changed over the years, right? How much it's a totally different thing. I can remember when I was a kid, the Mets were in the World Series. I had an AM transistor radio in my pocket, and the earpiece was up my sleeve and into my ear so I could listen to the Met game, you know? Now I can do that wirelessly with Bluetooth with a little plug in my ear, and it's all over with, right? And I can be listening, you know, to in high fidelity, right? It's a whole different ballgame now. It's such a different technology. So as technology changes, as life changes, do we adapt? Are we able to still find joy in the midst of it, or do we do it the old-fashioned way? I mean, if I look at how we've done this show over the years, you know, we used to play it on vinyl albums, and then we used to do it on cassette, and then we used to do it on DAT tape, all these different things. Now it's all electronic, you know, and that means we have to adapt. We have to be able to move and kind of come with the times. Joy can be found in every era, right? Every era. So we don't have to hang on, you know, to the 50s and to the greaser look. No, we can move beyond that. You know, it's okay to do that because what happens is you kind of become a dinosaur unless you're able to move on.
Always.
Well, that's the truth of the matter. We really didn't start the fire. The fire's been going before us. It'll go after us, right? And I think that's part of the joy of life, to recognize that every era has had joy, as I said before. You know, it's an important thing to know, like this whole sense of faith and how faith brings joy, you know? And I think that's an important thing. Like when we go to Mass, right, we Catholics, what do we call it? The celebration of the Eucharist. Now, it doesn't say the solemnity of the it doesn't say the grimacing people, the sleeping people of the Eucharist. No, it's celebration. So that's the joy right there. Now, I'm not talking about celebration like we just won the World Series celebration. No, but it's a celebration that recognizes that God is with us. And so it's sort of a gratitude celebration. It's about what we put into it that sometimes is what about what we get out of it. So that's kind of the effort that we need to do in our lives. Like this, the fire of faith didn't just start with us, did it? No, it's been there and it's going to be there after us. But we have a certain responsibility now because we're the disciples now, you know, and it's how we live our lives now that's going to make a big difference. So, yeah, we didn't start it, but at the same time, we're participating in it now. So can we recognize the joy that comes from participation? Can we recognize what a real celebration is about and really enjoy that great gift and recognize it in our lives? And here's REO Speedwagon. This is called Roll with the Changes.
To make the break that we are on the brink of. My
There is no doubt that life has changes. There's no doubt that things don't go the way we plan. And as much as we may like to have a list, it doesn't always happen like that, you know. And now that we all have Outlook and calendar and all of this stuff in our lives, you know, we have our lives planned, right? We have more stuff in our calendars than we ever did before. I actually have the little calendars, little things used to write in when I first became a priest, like 1989, you know. It was amazing to see, like, the things you'd write in there, you know, and say, well, you know, I'm going to go out to dinner this night or whatever. Now I look at my calendar, and there's, like, hundreds of things in the calendar, right? And I say, well, you know, it wasn't like life got busier. It's just that we're much more notated now, you know, so we could look and could easily be overwhelmed. But I think we have to be able to roll with the changes a little bit. We have to be able to adapt a little bit. And that's a very powerful gift to be able to have in your life. Adaptability. You know, people who are adaptable, those are the people who are very successful, really. They find a lot of joy in their life because they're able to move with it. They're able to grow with it. You know, the people who hang on to the past, hang on to certain things, they're the people who grumble a lot because you don't want to let go. But I think we have to be able to do that. God calls us to let go so that we can find peace in the new times, in the new moment, and recognize that we can't live just by the calendar. No, we got to live by the changes sometimes. That's important. Here's Def Leppard. This is called Hysteria.
Yeah.
I guess there is always moments that are going to involve hysteria in our lives, right? I think that's important to see. You know, you just came out of Easter. You know, was there some hysteria in the house? That sometimes happens, right? What do you do with that? What do you do when things just go haywire? And I think in our lives, we need to be able to balance that a little bit and say, well, you know, it's going to calm down. You know, somehow or another, things are going to work out. And I think there's something kind of very special about that, to recognize that all of us have these moments of hysteria there, that they just exist all the time. And sometimes it's about letting them ride out. Other times it's about putting your foot in there and saying, stop right there, you know, like the old Meatloaf, you know, entrance. I think that's important because I think we have to be able to say no more, you know, no more. Or sometimes we have to let it go. But ultimately, what do you do when that happens? I think it's about perseverance. It's about perseverance in prayer. It's about perseverance in hope. And that's how we get through it, you know, because life has that kind of built into it too, that there's this kind of going along nice and smooth and all of a sudden there's an explosion. You know, what do you do with that? And I think that's about finding God in the midst of it all. You know, don't you hate it when you put on the television in the morning and something terrible's happened in the world and you say, duh, when is this going to stop? You know, in Belgium, and when is it going to stop? Like, when are we going to find peace again? And I kind of go back to that let there be peace on earth part of that, you know, hymn that I've sung for decades. Let it begin with me. You know, maybe I can't bring peace to the world, but I can bring it to my world today by how I have a good attitude, you know, and maybe that's where we find hope in the midst of hysteria. And that's where we find peace, which is an important gift to share with the world. Hey, here's The Who. This is called Blue, Red, and Gray.
Some people seem so obsessed with the morning, get up early just to watch the sunrise. Some people like it more when there's fire in the sky, worship the sun when it's high. Some people go for those sultry evenings, sipping cocktails in the blue, red, and gray. But I like every minute of the day. I like every second, so long as you were on my mind. Every moment has its special charm. It's alright when you're around, rain or shine. I know a crowd who only live after midnight. Their faces always seem so pale. And then there's friends of mine who must have sunlight. They say a suntan never fails. I know a man who works the night shift. He's lucky to get a job in some pay. And I like every minute of the day. I dig every second. I can laugh in the snow and rain. Get a buzz from being cold and wet. The pleasure seems to balance out the pain. And so you see that I'm completely crazy. I even shun the south of France. The people on the hill, they say I'm lazy, but when they sleep I sing and dance. Some people have to have the sultry evenings, cocktails in the blue, red, and gray. But I like every minute of the day. I like every minute of the day.
Nice little Who song, right? I like every minute of the day. Could you sing that song? It's a little high for me, but would you believe what you were singing if you sang that song? You know, it's an interesting way to look at life, right? To be able to thank God for every minute of the day. There's something about that, you know, to thank God for tears, to thank God for laughter, to thank God for every minute of our day. It's an incredible gift when you think about it, to be able to, you know, have a life here and to celebrate it and have family and friends and all of that, but to thank God for every minute of the day. Wow, that's not easy. But I think there are times in our our lives when we kind of take stock, when we say, well, you know what? I got to look at this. I got to think about this in my life. And yeah, there's something very powerful about every minute of the day. Like, life really is a value. Life really is a great gift. And if I celebrate it, you know what? I'm going to ultimately be happier. So yeah, in our lives, you know, we got to celebrate every minute of the day. I know there are big moments, you know, where we have our 25th wedding anniversary, or we have, you know, a big moment in our lives. We turn 50, or maybe you turn 60. I don't know. But ultimately in our lives, you know what? It's about liking every minute. You know, there have been good times and bad. There's been sickness and health. But God's been with us through it all. And that's part of, I think, what we're called to really recognize and celebrate. So yeah, blue, red, and gray, I'll take it all. There's something about celebrating every minute of the day. Beautiful song. Here's Stevie Ray Vaughan. This is called Pride and Joy. Sometimes it is that, right, that brings us the joy that is beyond belief. When we find love in our lives, when we find people who matter in our lives, that's the tremendous gift, right? When you find the people who you're around and you feel loved and you feel like you belong, whether that's a circle of friends, a spouse, whatever it is, there's something absolutely incredible about that. And I think that's where pride and joy kind of mix together, right? Then where we love our, you know, our spouse, but we have great pride in the fact that, you know, that's my wife over there, or that's my husband over there. There's something so powerful mindful about that. So, yeah, that's an important part of it. But also that circle of friends and that circle of family that makes a difference in our lives. You know, there are moments in our life where we're surrounded with love. We're surrounded by people who care for us, care about us. And that's a tremendous gift. So we're called to be joyful, celebrate joy, recognize the power of joy. Easter is 50 days. We're celebrating joy every day because God continues to do great things for us every day of our lives forever. You've been listening to Religion and Rock. It's hosted by me, Monsignor Jim Vlaughan, and it's engineered and produced by the man of great joy, Stephen Laughing Man Shaldone. Have a wonderful week, everyone, and don't forget, say a prayer.